Good morning, greetings, disciple family. I'll just, you know, open this picture Danita gave us here at the beginning here. And you see this beautiful cave, and then you see the sun rising up, and oh, it's all beautiful, beautiful setting. And it just, the two scriptures come to mind. Unto us a son has been given, to us a son is given. And then that other scripture, arise and shine, for your light has come. So, yeah. And then also I think of that one in Malachi. The Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. And yeah, so three scriptures I can think of there. And this is a reality we've got to take hold of. We've got to be conscious. And that's walking in the Spirit, being conscious of the provision. Conscience of the Lord and his provision. Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And just thank you. Thank you for just inspiring and opening up this word to us, because your mercies are new every morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Our readings is Romans 5 from 12 to 15. So it says, just as sin came into the world through the one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. For sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one to come. So we had the first Adam, and now we've got the last Adam, Jesus Christ. The one brought sin into the world, and praise God, Jesus Christ has brought restoration, a total, complete work. Just as death came in through sin, now life and life in abundance has come through Jesus. I like Jesus' words, I've come to give life and life in abundance. And yeah, verse 15, and the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more, again the much more gospel, eh? Much more has the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abound for many. Hallelujah. Yeah, so we can understand that, you know, or just understand it a little, why Jesus had to die. One man brought sin into the world, and one man had to take it out. But more than just Jesus taking it, sin out, he also showed the path of righteousness, of being separated wholly unto the Lord. And yeah, and so he showed that path here on planet Earth for 33 years approximately. And then he paid the price so that we can now reign in life together with him as the bride. I just saw some group calling themselves the raptured bride, and that's so beautiful. When we understand everything has happened, you know, there's no, you can't go to anything greater, you can't be anything greater. Everything has been already made available. Why do I say that? Because I think about the reality that we have received the power, the Spirit of God, so that we can be God's witnesses, and we can hear from him who knows the thoughts of God, but the Spirit of God. And we haven't got the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God, so as to know, be aware of, able to speak about and experience the things that are available now in God. That reveals to us in that day, once we got born again, we entered into the kingdom of God, and so as to see the kingdom of God. See, and then when you look at Hebrews 12:22, it talks about there, that's all about the kingdom. Later on, it talks about Jesus speaking from heaven, and we have received the kingdom. So it talks about we have come to Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of our God. And then we see the angels, we see God, we see the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. And we've come to that. That's where we, just like them, they had a name to wake up to and experience as they look to the Lord by faith. So we now, by faith, wake up to the name, the story, the plan, the character, the purpose that God has got for our lives. And then beautifully we see we haven't come to the blood of Abel. We've now come to the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus has dealt with sin, and the blood of Jesus has made us righteous and translated us into the kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And then you've got Jesus speaking, and this is a kingdom that is shaking all kingdoms. And so we worship him with reverent awe, staying in tune with Jesus, the bride. We, the raptured bride, in this beauty, with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. So we stay in tune and develop on schedule, and we play a part in bringing this kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, just like it says in Isaiah 11, verse 9. The mountain of the Lord, there will be no death there, and that's a kingdom. And then you see a picture there of the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. That's it, because it goes on, because his knowledge, the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. So you go back. You can read from verse 1 where you see Jesus coming with this spirit, a unique spirit, and he has come and he's ruling and reigning now to bring about his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And we play a part as his raptured bride, blessed with every spiritual blessing, in tune, working together with him. Amen. Be blessed, you know, the Son of Righteousness has arisen, and we've got to now arise and shine. And keep our focus on him, look to him, listen to him, walk with him, run with him. Amen. Abide in him. As you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will desire, you will ask, and it will be given to you. By this, my Father is glorified. Amen. And you show yourself to be disciples. Hallelujah. Be blessed because you are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.